Pakistani Christians are bewildered. Syria's refugee crisis opens doors for the gospel, and orphans gain advocates in the U.S. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Last week, we shared a story of extreme persecution in Pakistan. It was about a teenage boy who died after he was set on fire because he was a Christian. Almost immediately, conflicting reports surfaced. The main question isn't that the attack happened, it's why. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says confusion is a great smokescreen.
I can't say how much at this point because we're still trying to figure out, why are they covering it up? Is it truly because this boy was Christian and they don't want one more incident in which an attack against Christians is what's put out in the international media?
The story is fluid, as are the communal tensions. One thing isn't changing.
The majority population is in charge of anything that is going to deal with legal issues, civil issues, and Christians are feeling very disenfranchised right now. They don't know who to trust. They're really looking for who will help us in these situations.
Still, gospel workers are finding ways to be effective. If you want to come alongside, look for links at our website. Syria's refugees are topping headlines again as Europe struggles to deal with a Mediterranean migrant crisis. Shipwrecks have killed nearly 1,800 migrants so far this year. Many were Syrian refugees. Yet amid the ongoing trauma, an International Mission Board strategist says doors are opening like never before. Missionaries are sharing Christ with previously unreached communities. Find ways to pray and put your faith into action at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. Who you hang out with affects who you become. Mission Eurasia tells us the story of an illiterate boy who found Christ after meeting Christian friends and attending the School Without Walls program. It's helping him restart his education and dig deeper into the Word of God. Now he's making an impact by sharing the gospel with other friends and helping children and youth ministries. You can help change more lives by finding details at our website. Well, the results are in. More than $110,000 were raised through Orphan Outreach's second annual Children's Hope Dinner. Tiffany Taylor directs development and marketing for Orphan Outreach.
That really translates to real work with these orphans, leading them to Christ, letting them know about the gospel.
With the help of believers worldwide, Orphan Outreach is improving the lives of orphans and at-risk kids in seven countries. The Children's Hope Dinner raises critical support for their ministry.
Caring for orphans is so close to God's heart. He just says it again and again in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Ready to join their team?
We've had many of your listeners come along and join us on mission trips, and that's a huge blessing.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Pray for vulnerable children reached through this ministry. Pray their eyes would be open to God's truth. And there are thousands of people coming to Christ each month worldwide. While that's a blessing, it's also a problem. Bibles aren't always available, even for pastors. Christian Resources International is taking your used Bibles and Christian books and giving them to those that need them. CRI is doing that even more effectively through national distribution centers.
We have our first ever CRI distribution center in Nigeria, in Lagos. We also have a distribution center that's our latest plant in the Philippines, about 4 hours north of Manila in Dagupan.
Wolford says Nigeria is especially strategic.
People in that nation and even neighboring countries are getting God's word from that distribution center for absolutely free. Even the word of God is going into Jos.
That's where Boko Haram's been pretty active. Your $20 a month can send 240 books for the year. There's a link on how to donate Bibles and books or shipping costs at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr. He's the founder of the ministry. It's his testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will actually encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.